Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted, we've had some great weather. The weekend was beautiful. Great weather, but you know what? I'd like to have some little rain now and then. Maybe fill up the old Cheney Reservoir.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. With us this morning, it's Mondays with the Mayor. That means we are have our guest, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, is with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are the two of you?
Well, we're doing all right.
Oh, fantastic.
We usually can't make a city proclamation to make it rain, but I know we're going to be dealing with water at the council meeting tomorrow, are we not?
Yes, we have multiple items regarding water here in Wichita. As you know, that's one of the most critical assets that we have, and we really need to take care of it. So first, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been helping with conservation. I know it's difficult, but we have a finite amount of water right now, and we really need to do our part in conserving. So those who are doing the restrictions, thank you very much. But we are going to make investments, even greater investments, into Cheney as well as our Equisteds. Nearly $15 million will be voted on tomorrow regarding replacement of spur lines, replacement of copper ion at Cheney, and also nearly $14 million in repairs to Cheney Dam.
Yeah, well, they won't have to drain any water to work on the dam, will they? It's so dry out there.
Yes, so that is the reason why these specific nearly $14 million repairs, it's because the water levels are so low right now that we can go and work on the dam itself and not have to drain any water. So it is an emergency type of situation, and they would be working on it from the bottom up. And so that would help out even if we got some rain. But again, these are three different items that we will be voting on tomorrow, just regarding repairs, replacement. In addition to this week, we will actually have the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new water treatment plant on Friday. So multiple things regarding water this week. And again, we just want to remind people that we're still under these drought restrictions because the water levels are still so low.
Been watching the construction up out near the zoo on the new water plant for, well, I don't know, a couple of years now at least, but it's really, really impressive if we can ever get any water, but it'll be a while before we get enough water to even test it out, right?
Correct. So this fall / winter, the water folks will be testing the equipment, and the plan is to open it fully functional by April of next year.
You, I see on the agenda that a couple people are getting approval to go on little trips. You're going somewhere this week or next, are you not?
No, it's not this week. So That approval is to attend the Mayor's Summit on Anti-Semitism. So the mayors of Kansas City and mayors of multiple different other major metropolitans will be at this conference. It's for mayors. And again, we will be talking about anti-Semitism, how to battle it, and how really we can have a much more inclusive and peaceful cities in the United States.
All right. So that meeting is sometime in the future. All right.
Ted? It is in December.
In December. Okay, good. You got anything this morning, Ted?
The mayor asked us how we were doing. How are you doing at the end of September? Yeah. How's things going?
Well, they're going well. It was a very busy weekend. This weekend had a really great turnout over at the Chili Cook-Off. I just want to say thank you to the Wagon Masters. They put this on year after year, and they do this because not only do they love this event, but they raise money for their Good Life grants. And so they give out, every time that you bought one of those $5 tasting kits, that money goes back to grants that then go back out to nonprofits here in our community. So I really want to just say thank you to the Wagon Masters for all they do, not only at that event, but throughout the community. They cook food all the time and donate their services, and the men there are really wonderful people. I also want to say thank you to the folks at Prost for hosting Oktoberfest, and the folks at Neumann University. We celebrated the party in the park to raise funds for scholarships and really the university itself, and had the opportunity to attend Mass there. And the Catholic Diocese, thank you for hosting the Red Mass last week. Really appreciated the opportunity to be amongst not just electeds, but also our judiciary partners. It was really nice to be able to attend two masses last week. And last but not least, yesterday was Sedgwick County Zoo Day in honor of Kids Cope, which is a nonprofit that helps young people that have lost a loved one get free therapy services. And so I'm just grateful that Wichita Children's Home continues to support Kids Cope. And the kids that I saw yesterday at the zoo made me so happy. Love the families that were out there. And just, we have so many wonderful things in our community. And I just want to continue elevating the things that make our community truly a great place to live.
You know, I think maybe I missed something, but help me out on this. Did the city secure somebody to operate the new winter shelter for the homeless?
Not yet. So
that's still an okay.
The process is still open. Yes, we will find out later on this October. But the intention is to open the winter shelter by November 28th. Again, the application process is still open, and we are looking for someone to operate the winter shelter for the time being.
Okay. All right. And I want to go back to last week when you guys talked about fireworks and got those numbers back.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any more tinkering with the fireworks ordinance, or is it going to pretty much stay where it is for the next year?
So, as you heard from the fire chief, we will now go back out for more feedback from the representatives from each of the districts. And we will, again, continue to monitor how the ordinances have worked. But it did look like there were some reductions in the number of major accidents regarding fires for the fireworks season from this new ordinance. So, there have seem to be some positives that really need to be highlighted. And I hope that you will check it out on our website or on our social media.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Thanks for being with us here on this.
Have a good week.
Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is Steve Attendamere. Morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we have the Wichita Business Journal update. People's Bank and Trust acquires Kansa Bank in Wichita. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.